should lay to for anybody else who wants one on Sunday, maybe. Come on Sunday, 5 minutes before the shit, I'll tell you to it.
Yudada, Friday the 6th of March, Rabbi Benji Morgan, Corona, Pasha Zocha, Amolek.
What?
Corona, Pasha Zocha, Amolek. You can repeat?
It's a good thing I didn't prepare this 6 months ago. First of all, I'd like to just start off by obviously mentioning that this year and everything else that we're doing here should be a schuss for a continued Rufo Shleima, Fies of David and Chayla. It's an amazing schuss that he continues to be in, oh, it seems like running this whole thing in his absence. So, it's interesting that we are literally just around the corner from Purim, and tomorrow we've got the Mitzvah D'Oraisa of hearing Parashat Zohar. And at the same time, we also have this coronavirus that has taken the world by the storm. So, it's very interesting that I was in Leeds a few weeks ago. We did a Q&A, can you hear me?
Yes.
We did a Q&A talking about difficult subjects, everything that you wanted to know about Judaism, but were too afraid to ask. And I'm not going to go into number one, which was on the list of questions. It's not the gear for today, but I think you can probably imagine what it was. And the number two question was, what about Amalek? How do you explain Machias Amalek? Why would Hashem want to eradicate and kill these people that he himself created? It doesn't seem very Jewish, Rabbi, to kill people, to murder them. Not just the men. The Noshim, the Taf, even their beautiful little pets, we're going to see, what did they do wrong? Why would God want to do something like that? And the truth is that it does really go to the Ikar of Emunah if you want to answer a question like that, because if you don't really believe that the Ibrahim Shalom is true, and you don't really believe that the Torah is true, then there is no real way to explain it. It really is only when you understand the Ikar, the Yud Gimel Ikar of Emunah, that you can really explain such a thing. But in addition, though, there's a part of me that wishes this coronavirus would have been around a few weeks ago, when we had this Q&A, because it's such a beautiful moshul to explain what the Machias Amalek is. The entire eradication, if there's still one person who's sneezing in Venice, we may still need to close our schools here. Until you have, the Machias Amalek isn't, let's just get rid of this part, let's just get rid of that part. It's the total eradication that is needed. But what's also interesting is that there was a joke that was going around, and I'm sure many people have heard different things, there was a joke that's going around, but it's actually not a joke. It's a true fact that 28% of Americans will not drink Corona beer now. But that's a true fact. 28% of, they did a survey, 28% of Americans will not drink Corona beer. And in fact, a friend, they should have drunk in the first place, yeah. In fact, this is a true story. A friend of mine told me he was in a restaurant in New York, and the waiter came to him, I'll say it here, but he said he was a Chinese-looking waiter, and he said to him, do you want Corona? And he said, no, I don't want. No, thank you, right? Now, he knew that what he was being offered, but actually it's very interesting. Well, come and have a look at this whole parasha when it comes to Amalek, and you'll see that there are some similarities to here, too. So we know that there's a mitzvah of Timcheh Zecher Amalek. We know there's a mitzvah that we have to eradicate the Zecher of Amalek. And today, I want to look at a few practical questions, see how the Ge'er is to us still today, and also try and understand the mitzvah a little bit better. There is a fundamental question. We've been laning this parasha for quite a few years now, well over 3,000 years. And we don't seem to be mekayim it. We seem to have had the biggest failure in being mekayim this mitzvah of Timcha Zecher Amalek. If there's such a mitzvah, why haven't we done it? It seems almost unreachable, right? There's the mitzvah of Bechias Amalek. How difficult can that be? We got close to it at the time of Shoal. How far does this mitzvah go? There's a Rashi in Sopashas Kiseitze, Me'ish ad Isha, Me'edel ad Yonik, Mishoyer ad Zer. And Rashi says then a few interesting words. He says, Shaloyehe Shem Amalek Nizkar, Afido ala habehema. He goes on to explain why. Why do we need to kill? Why is this mitzvah Mechias Amalek not only on the Amalekite, but also on his wife, even on his baby, but even on his cow, and even on his sheep? Shelo yehei shem Amalek nizkar afido behema. That the name of Amalek should not be remembered even on a behema. What does it mean that the name of Amalek wouldn't be remembered on a behema? Loimar, that someone will say, behema zu shel Amalek haisa. This is Rashi then of Parashas Kiseitze, that people would say, you see that animal walking down the street? That used to belong to Goring. Right, you see that? It used to belong to this Amalekite. That people shouldn't even remember their name. It's very interesting. We say the words, Yemach Shemon, right? When we talk about Rashi, Yemach Shemon, we should remember Timcha. It comes to the same Roshness, the Timcha, to Mechias Shem Amalek. What Rashi's saying here is that there shouldn't be memorabilia, which is around, which people will say, this used to belong to this Amalekite, that used to belong to that Amalekite. So there's an interesting question, Bechlal. My grandparents, Zechin and Rocha, they were survivors, and they wouldn't buy a German car. And I know there's lots of different opinions about this. What is the Torah's view on that? And what about, let's say, buying, let's presume for the sake of this year that Nazis are Amalek. You'll see I've got a Makor for this as well, if we have time. But let's presume that Nazis are Amalek. Let's presume that for the sake of this year. What about buying a Nazi's old car? Right? This used to be something that they would drive, and you take it over and you drive it. Is that allowed? The Ma'aseh Minchas Chinuch in Tofresh Dalud, he actually asks on Rashi. And he says, Rashi says this interesting lashon of Loima behema zu shel Amalek haisa, that the Shem Amalek should not be Nizkar. He says, what's the Makar of Rashi? It's not brought down in the Sifri, it's not brought down in the Mechilta, it's not brought down anyway. Rashi just says, Shaloi hei Shem Amalek Nizkar. And Minchas Chinuch leaves it as a tzarachia. The interesting thing is that if you look in our Sifri, the Sifri version that we have, in our Girsa, Mamash is there, like Rashi. So the Minchas Chinuch leaves it as a tzarachian, but obviously he had a different Girsa in the Sifri. But what's very interesting is that the Rabbeinu Bechai, at the end of Parshas Peshalach, he explains the Pasuk in Megillah, which says, Uvaviza leisholchu es yodom. The Klal Yisrael, they didn't take that which was from the Biza. So Rabbeinu Bechai says that the reason is because it was Rechushe Shel Amalek, but he says, go on, listen to this carefully, he says, because the Rechushe Shel Amalek is Osir Bahanor. That means Rashi learns that the reason why we don't use or take the animals is Shalai Heshem Nizkar, that you shouldn't remember it, but that doesn't seem to be how Rabbeinu Bechai learns. Rabbeinu Bechai learns that it's because it is actually an Isser of Hanor. And I think that we'll see an Afkuminah Lamaisa a little bit later on. What's also we know that when it came to Shmuel, came to Shaul killing off Amalek, that he was told to kill the behemoths of Amalek. And the Radak explains that the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek is mamish like Rashi. That means you have to eradicate and kill all the behemoths of Amalek. That's Shalai Hishem Nizkar. But Rashi Alein over there in Shmuel Aleph Perek Tesvav Pasuk Gimel, he says that the reason why Shmuel had to do it was because, the famous Rashi, Rashi says because the Amalek, they knew how to change themselves from people into animals. Yeah? You know this, they were Balik Shofim or Mashanin Atzmon V'doimin Lebehema. That's what Rashi says. So Lamaisa, the question is that Rashi Alein, which learns that there's a mitzvah of Mechias Amalek Shalei Hashem Nizkar, why did he need to go out there to such a pshat of the reason why Shaul needed to kill? Why didn't he just explain like the Radak that you have a mitzvah of Mechias Amalek anyway? So Rashi Alein, we need to understand. So I used to have this argument with my grandparents about whether we should buy a Bosch fridge or a Miele washing machine. Bosch isn't that good anymore, but Miele is still good. I think Miele is still made in Germany, one of the last few.
Let the Germans wash my clothes.
Let the Germans wash your clothes. Yeah. So that's a very interesting, it's a very interesting idea, but I've had you explain that when it comes to driving a car.
No, that's status, but it's no status.
Right. Yeah, so let them wash your clothes, let them hoover your floor. The only difference is you're the one hoovering.
No, hoovering, I'm just pushing it off.
Are you getting it? So it's interesting, I used to say a very similar thing, because we've got a pasuk in Megillas Esther which says, V'atosam Esther es Mordechai al beis homo. Yeah, so my response always to my grandparents was, and I said the same thing to my parents, is, what do you think is a greater revenge? Okay, we'll see how this nigger in terms of the Isano, etc. I said, what do you think is a greater revenge when a German sees a Hasidish Yid driving down the Autobahn in an S-Class Mercedes? That's the greatest. That's Vatosam Esther, it's Mordechai al beis homon. They see al beis homon, and that Esther, Mordechai, they're living in that house. You see this was my tiny, you see that this is the greatest revenge, right? If they would only know, what did they want? They wanted us to be sitting in some museum piece. And now they're the museum piece, and we're driving their car, so to speak.
There's no actually German car. Yeah.
Sorry? Yeah, you say according to that, it's got to be the greatest revenge. No, but he's saying faket, that we're dragging even their hoovers through our houses, you know. Yeah.
Isn't that a kashon rashi? Because it's called beis homon.
Yes. We're going to come to that. That's actually a good kashon. That means it was, what we see is, Rashi says, it was Hashem, this is what I was telling you about the corona, right?
Yeah.
Is that people don't even want to drink corona beer because it's got the same name, right? So Kavol Chaim, you understand Rashi with this, because Kavol Chaim, it says, Batosim estes Mordechai al beis homon. Yeah? No, this is true. You should know the Americans aren't doing it. I'm telling you something which is real. But even then, if you look at what you're asking is a good cash is that the Megillah says that Tosmester al Beis Homon, that it was put on the House of Homon. Now, the Maisa, without. We'll have to see how far we can get today with this. But what's interesting, what I would say just in a quick response to that is that the Torah, the Megillus Esther, is not telling us to say this and this and this. It was telling us that the Maisa, this is what happened, so to speak. That means otherwise, I'll base, and then everyone clap here, insert clap here, right? But the question is, how the clash on Rashi is deeper, if I understand what you say correctly, is because the Chalal, they gave the house of Homon, right? Which seems to be that they should have destroyed it. You know, they have in their stroll, a lot of times the Israeli government, they destroy the terrorist house, right? That Lechari they should have destroyed, that's maybe a kasha. Not even on, unless we answer the name of the Megillah was to tell us what happened. But why did they do such a thing if Lamaisa you're not supposed to have Shema Malik Nizkar? Why would they do it? Surely they should have destroyed it.
Well, in the mitzvah of destroying all the animals, for instance, do you have a mitzvah to destroy all their homes as well?
Kol Rechusham. The Issa is the Rechush. Shalei Hashem Nizkar. The mitzvah is on the Rechusham, not on the animals. The animals is show and Adseh, but Lamaisa Pashtos. You learn that it was a mitzvah. For sure, they weren't Mekayim. That means the whole idea is that you should walk. It's very interesting because whenever we do, we went to Vienna with the JLE, and we did have Dollar outside where Eichmann had lived, right outside the house where Eichmann had lived. And we once went to Goering, the Plaszow concentration camp, where the villa was still standing. We once went and we went into the basement and we did a Havdalah there. Right? And the Maisa is a very, very powerful thing to say, this is the same thing. So on the one hand, this has always been my taina. Like, the theory, it's the best revenge, so to speak. But the Maisa, when you talk about the mitzvahs for Thias Amoli, then it definitely applies to Kol Rechusham. So therefore your kasha is still valid. Which is, there's six answers, which we're going to come to on your question. Right? There is the Maisa, there's six different mahalchim as to how we understand, based on this mitzvah, that we know that it's Timcha es Zecher Amolik. You've got to destroy the Zecher Amolik. And at the same time, we see that Mordechai and Esther were given the house of Homon, and to try and understand that, and what the mitzvah on us is today, we've got a few minutes to try and do this. Let's see how far we get. Okay. So first of all, as you know, the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Tov Reish Dalet, and also the Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvah, Sof Mitzvahs Asin, says that the mitzvah of Mechias HaMolek is on the Tzibur. But the mitzvah of Mechias HaMolek is not on the Yochid. We have this Chiyuv that on every yochid you don't have. And the nafkamina would be, we know there's a famous story of the Chasam Sofer, which shows Nishta Zoy, and we'll see that the Minchas Chinuch learned differently, but the Rambam and the Chinuch seem to learn that the Chiyuv is only on the Tzibur, not on the yochid. And that means that if you knew, Mamash Pravados, that someone was a Molik, then it's the chiyuv is on the tzibur, not on every yachid. And therefore, according to that, you can answer that Mordechai at that point was still begeder yachid. So the mitzvah mechias amalek on him, let's say, but Mordechai was still begeder yachid. He wasn't begeder tzibur, right? So therefore, it's on the tzibur that they collectively, but each yachid, even if you know. But it's interesting because Rabbi Ruchum Fishel Perla in his Seif on Rav Sadia Goen Asay Nun Tes, he answers up here the shita of the Urayim in mitzvah Tof Lamed Hei, that the mitzvah mechias amalek is only mutl on a melech. Right? If Klal Yisrael has a melech, then they have the mitzvah. Right? And this is just a question that when you're learning the sukkah, you come up with. So why are we reading this every year? We can't do anything about it. Timcha Seicha Amalek, yeah? Either it's the Yochid of Tzibur, okay, maybe also Tzibur. But if it's only of the Melech, and we'll see the Chofetz Chaim Lons, it's only Alpi Nevuah, yeah? So what? We don't have that. So what is this mitzvah that we have? What are we supposed to think tomorrow when we hear, Timcha Eseicha Amalek? The Torah wants something from us. I'm asking even philosophically, what is it? But the Maaseh will come to that. And the Maaseh he brings, the Ruchim Fishel brings Alpi Shitta Tzureim, mitzvah Tof Lamed Hei, the mitzvah is only on a Melech. And also the Ramban, the Rabbeinu B'chai, the Tur, all at the end of Parashas B'shalach, Sofnas Paneach in B'shalach, and they bring them a code from Sanhedrin Chof on the base, that Yeshua didn't have a din of Melech, and therefore it says, the Sim Ba'ozne Yeshua, and therefore they say that the Chiyuv is only at the time of when you have, even the Rechusham as well. So therefore, if you learn like that, we understand, the base Homon, Mordechai was not a Melech, Mordechai was a leader of the Jewish people, but he wasn't a Melech, and therefore he could enjoy it. The Maisa, the Haggoyos Maimonides in Perek Melachim Malachim Sivkot Nalef says that the mitzvah is only the Mois HaMashiach, La'acha Kibush Haaretz.
And
sorry?
That's right,
so I'm saying, that's tack of the question I just asked previously. That means, according to all these Pshatim, let's say it's the Mois HaMashiach. So what are we supposed to be thinking about tomorrow? Timcha Eseicha Amalek, but the Maisa, we don't have it. So one pshat you could say, just, you know, sorry, that's good for why we're asking davening for Mashiach. That means, you want to say the pshat is to remind us so that when Mashiach
keep
comes...
keep the hate alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, to keep this ready.
Keep the hate alive. It's a new hashtag. Keep the hate alive.
Which I think of a good way.
One way you could learn is that good for understanding what Amalek is and how in Ebechol Deridur they've tried to annihilate us, that good for... I'm saying, like, what you're saying is that the idea is that we're supposed to... What? No. I think he's that's it. What? That eradicate. He means to say to eradicate the Mechia. Yeah, keep the Mechia alive, so to speak. Keep the Mechia and the Mechia alive against Amalek. Yeah? But the truth is, yeah, there's no mitzvah of sinas Amalek. There's no mitzvah of sinas Amalek. What he means is to keep the Mechia alive. But there's another pshat, is that maybe a more posh pshat. Let's say it's Limois HaMashiach. Okay, you're right, maybe it's Limois HaMashiach. But Dos Gufa, that means if we understood that it's not that it's a little pocket of Soinim in Germany, a little pocket of Soinim in Spain and throughout the ages. This is part of the suffering that we have, that we don't have Mashiach, that we don't have Mechia Samalik. And that's good for what we're supposed to be doing. That we're supposed to be listening tomorrow, almost, maybe according to Brooklyn Fishel, we're supposed to be listening with frustration tomorrow and thinking, look, we're in Golos, we've got Amalek, we're surrounded by Amalek. Seeing that you asked the question, I think there's also another pshat, as well, but this is a little bit more philosophical, and I don't want to deviate too much from it, is that the Maisa, there's certain things in our lives that we need to work on, that we need to learn about, have tolerance to, and we live in a world of having tolerance, etc., and good public relations. I need to be careful what I say here on camera, but in reality, what we have to know is that the Torah is reminding us tomorrow, as listeners, there's certain things which are called Amalek, which we have in our lives, that need just to be totally eradicated. There's no tolerance for it. There's no, let's try and live with it. These are certain things. And that is the reminder of what everything that Amalek represents, we're supposed to eradicate from our minds and from our hearts and from our own families and lives. There's certain things that we don't, I think there's a chiyuv and a mitzvah for us to learn from that today. That means, I'm not saying you mekayim the mitzvah, but what the Torah wants us to learn from that mitzvah, l'chera, I think, is very clear.
Who is the Amalek? All the nations in the world?
No, not all the nations, but not...
We don't know who it is.
We don't know who it is. That's good for that's good for a right, what we're saying. That's good for a right, what we're saying. That's good for a right. That we're saying is there's no practical mitzvah on every Yochid Pashtus, right? We don't even know who Amalek is. You don't have a Melech. You don't have a Novi. You've got nothing you can do about it. You're supposed to listen and everyone's up in arms to say, what are we supposed to do? And the answer is, Dos Gufa, you're supposed to wait for, you're supposed to be davening for the Mashiach, for the Melech, so you realize what we're missing, and also realizing that the source of so many of our issues is that we're tolerant, and we're living in a world where we have this identity, and we think we need to tolerate this one, look at that one, and this all of Western world is bombarding us to tell us to just be accepted, and that's the Asher Korach HaBaderech that we have today, of where they're cooling down the Yiddishkeit, etc., that we have. But we're only on the second chat of six. As to on your question of how we can give Beis Haman. Okay, so let's try and go through this in the final few minutes. Baruch official also says, he adds a very interesting thing, that Haman had a din of Harugi Malchus. And the halacha is that anyone who has Harugi Malchus, Nichsein Lamelech. So he says, by the time Haman was killed, then the Rechush of Haman didn't belong to Haman. He belonged to... It belonged to Achashverosh, and therefore they could give it to Mordechai. The question is, that's all very well if you learn, like the Rebbe Chai, that it's Issanot. But if you learn, like Rashi, that it's the shame Nizkar, then the Maisa, everyone's going to still walk down the street and say, do you know whose house that was? Mm-hmm. Maybe halachically it belonged to Achashverosh, but the name will still be there. So it depends how you learn with that. That's the third pshat. The fourth pshat is the Imre Emes Nachrinim. That they learned because we know that Haman was begetter Eved Kanani of Mordechai, and therefore Kol Mashikana Eved Kana Rabboi, and therefore you could give the base Haman to Mordechai. And there's no question in my mind that the reason Achashverosh had a lot of property, he could have given a different villa. He didn't need to give him the Vanzee villa to live in. You know, he could have given a different villa. There's no question that what Achashverosh was thinking, maybe my thinking is like Achashverosh, so it's not a compliment. But there's no question, what he was thinking was, this is the greatest revenge, we're going to give this to him. So Mordechai had to make the Cheshvan, is it Sibur, is it Yochid, is it Kanani, is it Malchus, Rechush? But Amaisa, that the goof of the base Haman, Pashtus Achashverosh learnt, like Rabbeinu B'chai, that it was the Alstah Ishana, but not the Etzim Alstah the Shem Nizkar. Because if you learn the Shem Nizkar, Taku would be awesome. But there is some sweet revenge in saying that it was given the very enemy itself. Now we come to the fifth pshat, which is the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim says that, this is very interesting, he says, the mitzvah mechias Amalek, like we said, when it comes to eradicating an illness or a virus or anything, it doesn't help you if you say, listen, we've got it contained, but in one area of the world. The world that we live in today, it can literally spread. You go to theater, someone goes on a holiday. Just this morning, I wasn't sure if I should come because one of my kids started coughing, right? It's like, that's where we are today. It's like, you know, like maybe his friends who went skiing in Italy thing, and it comes out, the reality is for as long as the virus is there, then you just don't know. Like, we could literally stop living our lives. Everyone could be in self-quarantine, right? The idea is, says the Chofetz Chaim, that you have a chiyuv. The mitzvah of the chiyuv Amalek is only if and when you can eradicate every single part, every particle of Amalek. And therefore, according to that, we answer why is that... the Maaseh said many... I saw in the Sefer Moed of Zman and also Chilek Beis, he brings this. He doesn't actually quote the Chofetz Chaim, but he's... The pshat is that you're only mekayim the mitzvah of Timcheh Secher Amalek when it's takam etachas Hashemayim, right? When it's in total, there's got to be total eradication. So according to that, he also goes on the Chofetz Chaim to say something very interesting. He says that first you've got to eradicate the anoshim noshim etach, and then the rechusham, right? It's not like we're going to start off by taking the rechusham and then go to anoshim noshim etach. It's got to go step by step. And therefore, the base Haman had no shaykhahs, because Amalek was still alive and kicking, and therefore there would be no things. And finally, this is the biggest chiddush of all. The Brisker Rav brings it in stencil at the end of Beis Halevi Shmuel in Ois Kuf Ches. He says that the Mochemes Amalek is only al pi nevuah b'tzivei Hashem. And that's why Shmuel needed to be mitzav shol. Right? So therefore, in the case of Mordechai, There was no tzivoy, there was no nivua, there was nothing, so Mela he could live in Al Muhammad's house. And like I said, that would therefore be a riot that Mordechai did feel there was something good, so to speak, about taking that house in terms of symbolism.
Symbolism, so, that's the main reason. People should see, there are all the anti-Semites there still, and they should see Holland and Esther.
Yeah, yeah, but the Maisa, that's what we think.
For the safety of the Jewish
people. Yeah, but we live, so, but, yeah, but the truth is, we live in such a world, right?
Yeah.
We understand that. But the Maisa, when you learn the Rashi of Shalei Hisham Nizkar, then Pashtus, then you would learn that there should be no, the symbolism is there should be a total eradication. So that's to say, you see that it's not poshut.
Maybe they don't have anti-Semitism today like we have today.
Right, it could be. There was, I think, a total annihilation of the Jewish people was as good at anti-Semitism as it gets. So, Ramaisi, you're right. There was definitely that idea. Okay, so let's just go through the questions. First of all, why have we never been Mekayimit? Well, we understand unless you've got the Nevuah, unless you've got the Melech, unless you've got the Kibbutz Haaretz, even the times of David and Shlomo, they didn't have everything like that. What about someone who you know is Amalek? Other than if you learn, like the Chinuch, and the Maisa, it seemed the Chasam Sofer Galantazoi, because there's a story with him that he eradicated the Amalekite. But I'm saying, other than if you learn like that, then it's not a mitzvah on the Yochid, it's a mitzvah on the Tzibur. Can you buy a car which is made by the Germans? So it depends how good it is. Can you buy a car which is made by the Germans? The answer is, and nothing that we've seen, right? Except if you learn like the Rabbeinu B'chai. If you would know that the Germans are Amalek, and you know that they're benefiting, and you don't learn it's al Shem Nizker, because the Mercedes is not the Shem Nizker, it's the question of the Issa Hanor. If you learn Issa Hanor, then maybe that would be the closest you could get to a Makur of saying that it's Osiba Hanor. But what you come much closer to is to buy anything which is of Nazi memorabilia, and which will be, people say, oh, this is the house, or this is the car, or this is the ring, or this is the thing. That is much, much closer to the Rashi of Shem Nizkar, and Monacher, although it's still also to trade in these things, but even Stam, some people would think, ah, look, I've got something, look, I'm here, they're not. It's not so posh, because to have that Shem Nizkar, when we say Yimach Shemom, we takani to mean it, Yimach Shemom, that they should be gone. Even though, just to be interesting, I just thought it would be interesting to finish that, actually run out of time, is that at the same time, we know that the whole idea of Adela Yoda being Oror Homon, the Baruch Mordechai, the mitzvah on Tuesday next week, is not to forget about Homon, right? It's that Adela Yoda, right? So the idea has to be that this posuk in the Torah, it's a kind of a deep idea, but this posuk in the Torah, Bechiyah Shem Amalek, is not that Amalek will never be mentioned, right? We'll never mention the Toiv, we'll never reminisce about him, but Amaisa, Hashem wants us to have Amalek Gufa to be eradicated. That means this mitzvah, the same mitzvah we have today, to remind us of knowing that there's something called Amalek, there's something called Klippa in the Svarim, there's something called Klippas Noga. That Amalek is Klippa, like you just need a total eradication, that there's no good for it. At the same time, that Gufa is a good lesson. That's the Pshat in Adla Yodah. To remember that even the Klippa, even the thing, the remembrance of that which we shouldn't tolerate is also something we need to learn in our life, and we thank Homon, Gufa, for that. The remembrance of remembering that there's parts of our lives, there's things in our lives that we need to eradicate. So as we listen to the mitzvah tomorrow, we should know we don't all go out of the shul with swords and guns. Kimat, there's Kimat not Makar for that, but at the same time, to remember that, not to remember their name, and when we say Yimach Shemom, absolutely to mean that, and also to realize that there's an Amalek that surrounds us, there's an Amalek that can even Chas V'Shalom be in our hearts, and to realize that there's certain things which are just completely off limits and need eradication. Good Shabbos.
Mit der Chioi zusammen, das war das selbe also.